Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Six Massachusetts health insurers and state regulators head to court tomorrow in a showdown over insurance premiums. State officials are demanding the insurers resume offering new policies to customers on a state website by Friday or face fines. And so far, the insurers are resisting. The insurance companies are suing the state's insurance commissioner, claiming the commissioner acted outside the law in capping increases on premiums for small businesses. The outcome of the battle could have a significant impact on health care costs. To explain why, we turn this morning to Stuart Altman, professor of health policy at Brandeis University. Good morning, Stuart, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bob.
Stuart, what's this fight over? Is it over who controls insurance rates, the state or the insurance companies?
I don't think so. I think the real issue focuses on what the cost of health insurance is for not only small businesses, but for everybody in the Commonwealth.
What do you mean by that?
Well, health care costs, premiums in particular, are very high. And in Massachusetts, they are among, if not the highest in the country. So everyone is sort of focusing on, well, how can we get them to be lower?
What then is the bottom line for patients? What's at stake for people seeking health insurance or people who are already insured by these insurance companies?
Right now we're at a standoff between whether there's going to be available health insurance for small businesses. The governor and his staff say that, yes, this is an appropriate rate and you have to provide it. The insurance companies are saying, if we provide this rate, we're going to lose millions of dollars. We just can't do it.
There's a similar battle going on in Maine where regulators have also decided to limit premium increases. As I understand it, is this a trend to watch?
President Obama said, and in fact during the legislation, that they too were going to review rates. But ultimately, the issue is not what the insurance companies can charge. It is what the cost of health care really is and what we as patients use and what the providers, hospitals, and doctors charge.
The insurance companies disputing with the state say they feel a little like they're in limbo right now. Do you understand that?
Yes, I can understand them. If they go ahead and only charge those rates, they say they're going to lose millions of dollars. If they don't provide the insurance, then the commissioner is saying they're violating the state law. That requires them to make the insurance available, at least through the connector. So I can see them in a real bind.
On the other hand, the state says that the proposed rate hikes from the insurance companies of between 8 and 32% for some businesses were excessive. And I'm sure that many small businesses looking at paying those rate hikes probably felt the same.
Well, I can't say with certainty whether some of these rate increases are excessive. What I do feel, though, is to say to the insurance industry, you have to only increase your rates by the increase in the medical cost index is probably too low because healthcare spending on what insurance companies have to spend for the care is made up of three pieces: the price that the insurance companies have to pay for the care, how much care we as patients use, and whether we change the mix of the care.
Stuart, I remember a couple of decades ago when Massachusetts insurance regulators slapped a bunch of regulations on the auto insurance industry that made it tough to do business here. A bunch of insurers simply walked away from the state saying, we're not going to do business here. Do you think that's possible with health insurers?
Well, the main insurers here in Massachusetts are local, so there is no place for them to go. I mean, Blue Cross is a local plan, Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim are local plans. So the question is going to be, are they going to function or not? It's not a question of walking away by closing their doors. This is only part of their business. Most of the insurance that we buy in Massachusetts is in large groups. So the question is only here is whether they're going to sell only to small businesses and individuals.
So they could pull out of that business, maybe.
Yes, they could, although that's not so easy for a company that's built up a significant amount of their business based on it, particularly for a company like Blue Cross.
Stuart Altman, professor of health policy at Brandeis University, thanks a lot.
Sure. It's my pleasure, Bob.
Stuart Altman is on sabbatical right now, working on a book about the history of healthcare in the United States over the past 50 years.